to Matt Finn direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. As always, I strongly recommend people download the Devil Radio app. If from our website, do it from the Apple or Google store. Carry Devil Radio with you 24/7. Listen to it whenever you want. Listen to your favorite shows. While you're at it, on our website is a link, Support Devil Radio. Many of you have said you like to support Devil Radio. We really appreciate it. Click on the link. It shows you a lot of different ways you can support Devil Radio. And there you go. Get on the website. You really enjoy it. Appreciate it very much. Okay, we are, this is an alarming development. I have a solution, but listen to this carefully. This is very, very concerning. Copies of the Dominion voting systems software used to manage elections. And this is the software about designing the ballots, counting and confirming the voting machines, tallying the results, configuring the voting machines, have been distributed this month in South Dakota at a right-wing QAnonish type outfit headed by Mike Lindell, the Pillow Man. Remember the Pillow Man? My Pillow, Mike Lindell. It's organized by Mike Lindell. And there's been an investigation, a forensic investigation. It turns out that this software was sent to Mike Lindell for this purpose from Mesa County, Colorado, and Antrim County, Michigan. And the clerks there are basically pro-conspiracy theory, pro-big lie, pro-Trump. This software was used in 30 states, including Georgia, California, Michigan, and a lot of others. And it's now been posted online for public download. One good thing is this, voting machines are not connected to the internet. So anybody trying to fudge this software still needs physical access to the voting machines of their locality. But some of these clerks are betraying their oath of office and are turning this over to Trump QAnon type people. You know, Trump-backed audits, these are these cyber ninja type audits, not just in Maricopa County, but even in Wisconsin now. Voss has been bullied into hiring muscle and gorillas who are going to go around and do a cyber ninja type audit. And Voss has just said that some clerks are corrupt in the state and voters are felons, that a lot of voters are felons. Both those are lies, by the way. This makes it wide open for future abuse in elections, and they're destabilizing our elections. Now, there's got to be a solution to this. Here's my solution. Up until now, the Biden administration Justice Department has been very, very reluctant to prosecute anybody. I mean, even by making murder threats to clerks. I mean, I'm getting very tired of the passivity of Merrick Garland, to be very honest with you. But when a clerk distributes the software of the voting machines under his or her control to Mike Lindell, My Pillow, conspiracy nut, and it's posted on the internet, an invitation to people to hack, they've got to be criminally prosecuted. Now, in an ideal world, if you had an honest Congress, honest Republicans, you'd pass legislation right now. But you know the Republicans won't do that. They want this hacked, or the illusion of hacking. They want to overturn elections. Because remember Stalin's dictum, quote, Joseph Stalin killed 20 million people, quote, it doesn't matter who people vote for, it matters who counts the votes. Becomes a Stalin-type QAnon party, the Republican Party. But they can prosecute him right now. If I were Merrick Garland, it's simply this. There are plenty of statutes that govern the integrity of our elections, turning over voting machines, and not only turning over voting machines, but the duties of election people. And they may be very seldom used. Put together a criminal indictment. Indict the clerks in Antrim County, Michigan, and Mesa County, Colorado, for turning this over and disclosing it. convict them and send them to prison for maximum term. And when you see that happening, a lot of these little worm-like Trump clerks, QAnon clerks, Big Lie Mike Lindell clerks will give second thoughts to this. In the short run, of course, we've got to decide what machines we use, we permit to be used in the next election, and security measures in light of this breach. And you have to understand that not a single Republican will vote to do anything about it because they want it to happen. You must understand that. We go into the lines. Mark from the SAC, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Mark?
Yeah, these conservative clerks, apparently the one from Colorado is actually being hidden by Mike Lindell, that she actually, you know, she actually committed crimes that, if I understand right, by felonies, that Mike Lindell is hiding her.
That's right.
That, and so is Mike Lindell a partner in that crime, a party after the fact, and that also, you know, tied into that felony now, and should he be arrested for that same felony? Because apparently she was, you know, that I can't remember precisely what her felony was at this point, or alleged felony at this point in time. But with Mike Lindell hiding her after the fact here, is he not a partner in that crime now? In addition to this, right, this whole thing just being a falsehood in the first place, because my signature, I guarantee you, does not match. My last signature, I guarantee you, does not match what was on the voter rolls because of the neuropathy in my hands. But the village clerk witnessed my signature going in, and that. And my feeling is these guys accuse me of fraud. I say, well, no, it wasn't. I prove it's not fraud. I should just get to punch them all in the nose. I mean, the guys who accuse me right in the nose, including Judge Gableman and his goons, that if they tap their gun, I say, you know, why is that not menacing for them to come in and kind of lift up the coat a little bit so you can see their gun? And that, does that meet the standard for menacing under law?
And right, you're raising a lot of good points. And by the way, you know that the clerk in your county is as honest as the day is long. So if one of the guerrillas shows up and menaces the clerk and goes, you know, Mabel, there's something wrong here, Mabel, and we're getting to the bottom of it. She or he, whoever it is, they don't need that. I mean, this is Wisconsin. This is Wisconsin, and that's what Voss is doing. In terms of complicity, yeah, let me give you some answers. In Mesa, Colorado, the clerk, she was the first one that turned this over, and it ended up on the internet. And there are things about access to and disclosure. I don't know if she committed obstruction in the investigation by lying, but you're right. Mike Lindell just disclosed the other day that he was hiding her in a cabin somewhere. That is a felony, by the way. It's obstruction. If you aid somebody who is suspected of a criminal offense, whom they're looking for, you've committed a felony. And here's the most typical example and a sad example. This happens occasionally, certainly in Milwaukee and elsewhere. A guy commits a crime. He is a burglar. He goes in and robs a store, or he shoots somebody. His mother hides him. His mother will give him money for a bus ticket out of town. Believe it or not, she's committed a felony. And believe it or not, everybody listening to this would probably do the same thing. In other words, you'd probably say, son, here's, I can't really help you, but here's money to get out of town. It's a felony. Now, that's not always prosecuted, but sometimes it is. But when Mike Lindell takes a strange woman and sticks her in a cabin, that's a flat out felony. She's hiding from the police. He should be arrested. He should be arrested for putting this stuff out, or being complicit in putting it out, or having the framework for putting it out over the internet for future mischief. He should be arrested. He should be prosecuted. Up until now, Merrick Garland has taken the position, I think, well, if there's something wrong, the states will take care of it. He did bring suit in Georgia about, you know, civil suit about some of the voting restrictions. Very, very passive. Lawrence Tribe, probably the best known constitutional scholar in the country, teaches at Harvard Law School, just came out and said that if Merrick Garland doesn't prosecute Donald Trump, That is malpractice. He should prosecute Donald Trump. He's afraid to prosecute Donald Trump because of the violent nature of the QAnon mob. That's a flat out fact. And why isn't anybody prosecuting the clerk from Mesa, Colorado? Because the state prosecutors out there aren't going to do it. State prosecutors didn't prosecute the guy that shot Jacob Blake in the back 7 times. It takes the U.S. attorney to do it, who has an appointment. He's not subject to an election. That's what it takes. And it's going to take the attorney general to prosecute Donald Trump. It's going to take a U.S. attorney to prosecute the Mesa, Colorado clerk and the Antrim County, Michigan clerk. This has got to stop. This has got to stop. The Cyber Ninja audit in Maricopa County, Phoenix, Arizona. Voting machines turned over. And the feds didn't say anything about it. It's a violation of federal law. They can't be turned over for 22 months. Presidential ballots turned over, end up in a truck going to Montana in an unmarked cabin. Violation of federal law. Federal law can prosecute. Federal government can prosecute. It should have prosecuted. Here in Wisconsin, this Branchin character from Menominee Falls sends a subpoena. I want to see the voting machines, ballot envelopes, and all this kind of stuff. Voting machines. Milwaukee. So we have to spend a few million bucks in Brown County, Green Bay, for new voting. No, baloney. Violation of federal law. Merrick Garland should appoint a task force. Hungry young prosecutors, very young, very hungry, ready to go. We're at task force. Bingo. Bingo, like Elliot Ness, remember? In the FBI. Bingo, out they go. Get these guys. Get them good. Get them good. Dominion's used in 30 states. That includes California, Michigan, Georgia. Now the software has been posted online. And it came from Mesa, Colorado. It came from Antrim County, Michigan. We know that. The Mesa, Colorado clerk hidden by Lindell in what, a cabin? What is this all about? He's not prosecuted for a felony, for harboring somebody? Get him. Get him. Because all of this, this constant insistence in the average mind, not everybody listens to the show. Not everybody reads the newspaper. There's a lot of people just hear, oh, the big boys say there was fraud. Other big boys say there wasn't. Well, maybe I won't vote next time. Certainly not going to be a poll worker. Certainly not going to run for county clerk. Certainly won't support the county clerk. These county clerks are as honest as the day is long. These poll workers are honest as the day is long. We've all voted in a lot of different areas as we move around and throughout the course of life. There's no fraud. And the fraud, the few dozen cases that are referred, some guy has a summer home somewhere and votes in both residences, usually a Republican. A woman's mother dies and shows she submits her mom's ballot for her. That's it. We're going to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. I'm gonna make a title, oh no. Gonna get by with my friend. Oh, I'm gonna get on by. Yes, I'm gonna get on by. I'm gonna take them all along. I'm gonna take them all along.